and welcome to episode 4 of the NAFcast, in which we interview Dries Goesmit, the main organiser of Euro Bowl 10, taking place in Belgium on the 8th and 9th of November 2014. Before we start, I'd like to say again that anything that's recorded on this podcast is not official NAF policy. Something I made abundantly clear last time when I started wittering about various things to do with the road to the NFC fumble tournament. That was just speculation on my part, and I'm looking forward to finding out all the details when they are released. I've also had to fire my resident fact checker, as when I was talking about the NAF Championship, I said that there was one skill per day, one skill per game even. This was me living in the past, and last year the rules changed so that you get 3 skills at the beginning of day 1, and then you get 3 skills at the beginning of day 2, one of which can be a double. And these are the same rules as are being used this year. Apologies for any misunderstandings on that part. Since the last NAFcast, I've been at the first X Bowl in Exeter in the southwest of England, which is a one-day tournament, 3 games, and there were some brilliant conversations there, a few about the road to the NAFC fumble tournament that's happening, a bit of excitement about that, lots of people wanting to enter, and there was a load of good conversation about scoring systems as well, so we're definitely going to return to scoring systems on a future NAFcast and possibly get some people on to talk about that and provide their own take on it. I did take my tablet along, but I wasn't quite brave enough to record any interviews with anyone, but I will be trying to do that in Belgium, or possibly just on my travels around Swindon, so watch out. That's enough of that. On with the interview with Dries Goesmit, known as Driesfield, from Belgium. Enjoy! I'm here with Dries, who's the main organiser for Euro Bowl, which is taking place in Belgium in a couple of weeks' time. So everything's sorted now, Dries. We're all ready to go, yeah?
Yes. Basically, everything is sorted out. We all have the goodies that we're going to hand out. We've got the crew trained and ready, as far as they need to be trained, of course. And we're nearly finished with... Well, we're putting hand to the last details now.
Fantastic. So how many are in your organisational team?
There are 11 of us. So there are 3 main organisers, which are Magic Toby, Zoror and me, of which only Magic Toby is playing at the event. So Zoror will be judge. As one of the other judges is Hasmashinche. He may not be known in the international scene, although he's played for Belgium on the Euro Bowl, I think once or twice.
Okay.
And then we've got some other people. Most of them are also known. We've got Sharpie, which is probably known all over Europe. We've got Draco as well. So he came all the way from Amsterdam to help us.
Oh, wow.
And we've got some other players, most of them probably not known by name, but, well, by looks as well, because they've attended at least one or more Euro Bowls or
okay.
Euro Bowls. So we've got a well-known crew, and I think they're also capable of performing their tasks, which is obviously very important as well.
That is useful. You were telling me before that there were some administrative problems at the beginning.
Yes, because of the lack of government, of Belgian government, we weren't able to create a legal entity. So the legal entity is necessary for insurance, and that's why we couldn't open a bank account and we couldn't start giving details on how to pay. Luckily, within about three weeks before the event, all the players had paid, so in about a month's time, everybody paid, which is also good, especially if you see that there are, I think, about 280 people coming to the event. That's, and we could contact them rather easily, especially, well, for most of the player, most of the players are following top fantasy football. Some French players, Italian players, don't use that a lot, so we had to get in contact. But luckily, we got some help from the Italian coach Silvio, and obviously from Beppe, the president.
Yeah, Team Italy took a while to pay, didn't they?
Yes, yes, they did. But I think there were 12 or 13 people coming. Well, Team Italy and some wives or girlfriends, and some and a team from the European.
Yeah.
So I think it would be fair to say that Silvio couldn't pay in advance. It's a rather large just to have on your bank account, is it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You do well with your credit card.
Yes, yes, indeed.
So what do we expect when we turn up on the Friday?
Obviously we expect the people to arrive at the hotel. If you drive by car, you can drive just up to the hotel. And if you arrive before 4 o'clock, you can put your stuff in the main venue hall. After 4 o'clock, you can just check in your rooms. However, it's important to know that the parking around the hotel is paying. It's quite expensive. I think it's €18 a day.
Right. Okay.
However, in less than a kilometer away, there's a free parking with plenty of space, so all the cars from the Euro Bowl can park there. We also have a minivan, so we can escort people to the parking, or we can pick up people at the train station if necessary.
Brilliant.
So yeah, that's so when they arrive, the captains are expected to pick up the goodies for the team.
Okay, what goodies are these?
Well, there are two I can mention. That is the blood ball pitch and the figurine. There's a third surprise left for the Friday. I think that most of the people will like it. You can use it. You can use it for blood ball, but you don't have to. You can even use it for something else. So for not in blood ball. So we'll see.
Yeah. I think people are like that.
Yes, yes.
So you're getting quite a lot for the money, really. Did you have much fun putting the budget together and the costing and all that?
Well, it did give me a bit of stress. The first thing we had to do was find a reasonable priced venue.
Yeah.
We went looking all over the country, but the thing was that most of the hotels, they can either take care of around 100, maybe 150 players at a time. But if you stay, if you have such a large event, you have to be sure that they can feed all the people in basically an hour. And especially, well, that's in some homes, that's not a problem. However, if you get the price tag, then that would be a problem.
Yeah.
But most of the large venues were charging, well, somewhere around €300 a person just for the food and the sleeping. So that's quite expensive.
Yeah. No, you've done really well with the cost. It's
Yeah. We started out just a week after last year's Euro Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a meeting with the whole Belgian community, and we basically decided that in about a month we had to find some venues and find some prices for hotels as well, and the hotel and the venue should be in one place. That way people don't have to walk, let's say, 2 or 3 kilometers from one venue to another. That's not so good. So we found a hotel, I think, somewhere around January or February. and they made an offer, and well, since the offer was the best one we had in quite in that area of Belgium, we had some better offers with in regard to the price, but they were a long way off. They were, I think we had an offer somewhere around 30 kilometers from Bastogne in the other part of Belgium. However, to get there was even more difficult. No motorway, no trains, so that would be a big problem.
So you're planning an opening ceremony, is that right?
Yes, we're planning the ceremony at 9 o'clock, and so, well, basically we'll just introduce the staff of the tournament, so people know who they have to talk to if there are some problems, and introduce the team captains as well, and after that we'll do the live draw, so people know who they'll be playing against on Saturday.
Great. So how's the live draw? Is it going to be lots of balls in a pot?
Sort of. It's just going to be pieces of paper. Yes. So that's basically how the live draw will work. Yes.
Excellent. Are you going to have someone glamorous taking them out of the pot? Are you going to get Beppe to do it?
Well, I'm not quite sure if we thought about that. Maybe someone has thought about it. I mean, that's Magic Toby's department, and he had some discussions with the great MC who's writing it down, so I think they mentioned it somewhere who's going to do it, but I don't know how they've arranged it.
It's probably not the most important thing. And so what's is there anything happening Saturday evening?
No, we haven't planned anything for Saturday evening.
People tend to look after themselves, don't they, once they've had a day of Blood Bowl?
Yeah, well, we've arranged with the hotel that the bar will be open for quite a time.
Great.
But they asked me how many people would be staying at the bar. And I said, well, because they wouldn't open, well, they wouldn't continue with the bar after one, if there were only 10 people left. Seeing as that hasn't happened before, I don't think that most Blood Bowl players will be in bed at 1 o'clock.
I don't think so, no. No, there's normally quite a few going for quite a few hours, isn't there?
And well, if people want to go, the town centre, well, the city centre is not far away. It's less than a kilometre. The pubs are open. Some close at 2, but most stay open until there are no more customers.
That sounds good. But you're going to have to be clear-headed.
Yes. Well, for me, there will not be a large amount of alcohol. 2 beers, but no more.
That's good dedication.
Yes. It's a sacrifice I have to make.
So how's the... how's the playing area? Is everyone going to be in one big room?
No, we have 2 rooms. It's a large. They are basically the same in size. They're next to each other.
Yeah.
There's at the side of one room. There's an sort of an open hallway, and there's going to be some people selling. Figurines. Well, some people, for the moment, it's just Fabio Gasperini from Gaspes Arts. And in between, that hallway is in between the 2 venues.
Yeah.
So they're just next to each other, so basically there's not going to be much of a problem.
Yeah. And so the scoring's the same, isn't it, for the Euro Open and the Euro Bowl?
Yes, it is. So... I think it was the most how should I say, the most simple solution to make have a scoring system that is the same for both events, especially since they're now both team events. So that way there's no, there's less room for mistakes. Let's put it like that.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. So were you saying 40, up to 40 teams? You're on 38 teams at the moment for Europen.
Yes, indeed.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, that's around 114 or 120 players.
Are they all from the countries that are taking part, or are there any Europen teams that aren't in the Euro Bowl, if you see what I mean?
No, there are, but we do, however, have one player who's coming from Australia. So it's Sangrel, Bill Murphy. His sister lives in London, so he's visiting his sister, and afterwards, or before, I can't really know, tell. He's playing at the Euro Bowl, and I think he's playing at two other tournaments, one in Wales and one in the UK, in England.
Oh, right.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, it's good to do a tour.
Yeah. Well, since he's over here, he might as well grab a few Blood Bowl tournaments as well.
Okay, brilliant. Well, it all sounds like you've got it all wrapped up. So I'm really looking forward to it. And I'm sure it's going to be fantastic. Thank you very much.
Yep, my pleasure.
Thank you for listening. If you'd like to get in touch with the NAF about anything you've heard or about anything at all, you can find us on Twitter at OfficialNAF, on Facebook, facebook.com/OfficialNAF, or of course on thenaf.net. Look forward to hearing from you.